brought to you by Penguin.
A Silent Fire. The Story of Inflammation, Diet and Disease by Shilpa Ravella. Read by Susie Althans.
For FGR. Humanity has but three great enemies: fever, famine, and war. Of these, by far the greatest, by far the most terrible, is fever. Sir William Osler. Disease usually results from inconclusive negotiations for symbiosis, an overstepping of the line by one side or the other, a biological misinterpretation of borders. Lewis Thomas, Lives of a Cell. They were nothing more than people, by themselves, even paired, any pairing. They would have been nothing more than people by themselves. But altogether, they have become the heart and muscles and mind of something perilous and new, something strange and growing and great. Together, all together, they are the instruments of change. Carry home, The Bone People. Introduction. When we were medical students, my best friend, we'll call him Jay, gave me a copy of Carrie Holmes' The Bone People. Holmes' work is filled with isolation, fear, and violence. But at the core of this novel lies a love story, albeit one that distorts the notion of love so that it lives outside the margins of orthodoxy. The characters are figuratively stripped to the bone, their raw emotions bleeding through the page, juxtaposing the beauty and horrors of human nature. As we dissected cadavers that year, our surgical tools sliced through shallow and deep tissue, splitting soft gobs of yellow fat and tough, stringy muscle in an attempt to unveil and learn. The corpses on our tables, however, remained a mystery. 9 years later, by the summer of 2012, Jay and I were living in Chicago. That July, a North American heat wave spread east from the Rocky Mountains, searing through the country with a ferocity unmatched since the 1930s. Highways in Illinois buckled under the pressure. In Grant Park, a large section of the pavement cracked and rose 3 feet into the air. I am haunted now by the audacity of that heat, and my own indifference to it, driving to and from work in a cool, air-conditioned car. I wonder if, had I been dreaming less and watching more, things would have turned out differently. It started insidiously on a sweltering Friday evening. Jay had just returned from a workout at the gym. He made us a quick dinner of saucy linguine, neatly nested in white plates. I remember how he escorted a spider from the windowsill out to the patio, setting it free. How he talked about escaping Chicago's sultry summers and frosty winters. Then, suddenly, he was tired. His fingers were cupped around his neck, like he was going to choke himself. "Something feels off," he told me. "My neck is sore. I probably overdid it at the gym." In the decade that I had known him, Jay was not one to complain about his health, or even to ask for help when he was sick. I did not see any external injuries, and he could move his head freely. We chalked it up to muscle strain, a frequent sports-related injury that can cause local inflammation. He took some ibuprofen and expected to feel better soon. A few weeks later, he was in worse shape. "My head and neck feel heavy, like someone draped bulky blankets over them," he said. The muscles in the back of his neck had gotten weaker. Doctors ordered a magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, scan of his head and neck, which came back normal. 2 more weeks passed. As time flitted by, we watched in a slowly rising panic as Jay's muscles continued to deteriorate. While driving home from work one day, he was barely able to lift his head up in order to gaze over the steering wheel. Soon, he developed a complete head drop and could not raise his chin off his chest. The moment at which this happened was hard to pinpoint. It was lost in a medley of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?